Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
From the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter Perrell.
Good evening and welcome to the Stockyard, everybody. Great to have you with us on the BC Football Show. It's our Pinstripe Bowl preview. And doesn't that sound great? Last time we were here, boy, Bill, it was about a month ago. My, how things have been fluid since that point.
It was a month ago.
Just about, yeah.
You guys miss me?
Well, you know, as we always say, we miss
you. We get a steady diet of you on social media.
I see you every week.
You're everywhere. You're like what happens.
Like a moth to Klieg.
When elephants are in parades, you're like everywhere. I mean, it's
don't call me an elephant. I don't. You know what? I have gained weight, though. Diet starts right after the bowl
candy
game.
Diet. Are you kidding me?
Cambridge diet.
And it is the season.
Tis the season to indulge. But
he just called me an elephant.
No, I don't think he did. I think that was taken out of context, as someone once said. He's Pete Cronin. He's Bill O'Brien. I'm John Meter Perrell. Great to have you guys here as well. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody. And as we round third and head for home, see what I did there, Bill?
Yeah.
To the big house in the Bronx. It's the Pinstripe Bowl on December 28th, 9 days away. When you guys heard about your entry to that game, what was your reaction?
We were really excited. I mean, to be able to be in this game, there was two things. You know, let's try to get to the best bowl we could get to, and let's play the best opponent we can play. And to be able to, you know, play in Yankee Stadium on December 28th, noon, national TV against Nebraska. You know, there's only 9 programs in the history of college football that have over 900 wins. And, you know, you're talking about Alabama, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, Nebraska's in that list. And so it's a great opportunity for our players. Very excited. A lot of guys are going to play. We've had great practices. These guys are fired up. And, yeah, it's been good. It's been really good. Very excited when we heard the news.
And my wife keeps an eye on the weather. Deb's very curious. Where she's heading down there with the kids and the grandchildren want to dress accordingly. 50 degrees. They're talking 50 degrees.
I heard it's not going to be too bad.
No, which we've been there twice, and the meter tried to kill me once. She left the windows open in the press box, and it was like -8.
Yeah.
And you wanted to feel the elements. I said, go outside. You can feel the elements. Let's close the doors. I want to be warm.
All right, meter.
Yeah, exactly. No, but the weather, that surface in both cases, kind of came back to haunt Boston College. They turned into an ice skating rink.
Yeah.
But having a soft surface certainly should help.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard a lot about the surface, and I guess when they played Iowa, it, like you said, it turned into an icy field. I mean, you got to wear cleats, man. You can't wear sneakers. You got to wear your seven studs. You know what I mean?
I know.
And so Shotzi's not here tonight. He's probably
putting the seven studs in the shoes.
Yeah,
you know,
he's screwing them in. But if Shotzi was here, we would ask Shotzi. He's the expert on. But no, our guys are fired up, and yeah, I heard the weather 45 to 50 degrees. It's going to be a great deal. It's a great opportunity for these guys to go to New York City to play in Yankee Stadium, to play, you know, an opponent like Nebraska.
So let's stay in shots for a second. I always wondered this situation. You're in the wrong equipment, and it happens. Mm. Do you go teapot on the equipment manager? I mean, do you pull him aside and pull him?
This whole teapot thing has been blown out of proportion. Well, you've been around me now for a year. Have I teapotted on you?
No.
But mute might argue.
Mute, yes. Me, no.
Mute
on the sideline?
Oh, mute's like catching me like we're down 14-10 at halftime. That's not a great time to catch that.
Hold on. You didn't qualify the question.
Yeah, if we brought sneakers and no cleats, yeah, that would be definitely a teapot moment.
There is a tell with you, though. I told you your tell.
What is it?
You know, poker players have tells.
It's that big.
This is your tell when you do this.
Yeah.
When you move your hands.
Can't take it.
Yeah, when you move your hands.
Can't take it anymore.
We know the teapot's boiling.
And though it was great the last month of the season, you didn't have too many of those moments. And it reflected in the score. So there tends to be a correlation between the two.
It was a roll. It was, let's go back. I know it's a while, but we haven't talked to you since the Pitt game.
Yeah.
Great way to end the season, the senior day. You salute your seniors and you move them out of there with a win. How'd you get it done?
Yeah, I mean, I think that these guys, the last 4 weeks of the season, really bought into what we were, right? We've got to do this faster as we move forward in the program, identify who we are, right? So, you know, I think we're an aggressive defense, and we ran the ball on offense and set up play action, and we were able to get the ball down the field. We had chunk plays in the Pitt game, chunk plays in the North Carolina game, Syracuse, and even SMU. SMU's a playoff team. Close doesn't count. We're not in the business of being close, but – you know, that was a good football game in Dallas for a while. So, you know, we feel good about, you know, who we are, how we ended the season. But I think, you know, it's really important that this is kind of in many ways the first game of 2025, this Nebraska game. So this game is going to be an exciting game for a lot of guys. They're going to get a lot of chances to play. You can play a lot of guys in this game. It doesn't count towards redshirt and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a great deal. I'm very excited for these kids to play in this game.
When you consider the way your season went, where you off to a fast start, kind of softened the middle and then had a really strong finish, a lot of teams have, in the ACC in particular, there's a lot of parity there. A lot of teams had bowl qualification numbers. And many did not have that kind of season where they didn't finish strong. They started fast. About mid-season, then they fell off the edge. Pittsburgh's a good example.
Yeah.
Have you been in an environment where that has occurred, and is there a difference approaching this bowl game in terms of the attitude or the perception of the team?
Yeah, I think it's always important. It's not always, you know, how you start out. It's definitely how you finish. I do believe that. I mean, look, we go into every game. We want to win every game. We're not looking to try to, you know, have a lull in the middle of the season like we did. And you know, I wouldn't call it a lull. We just, you know, we turn the ball over. You know, we did things in the Virginia game and the Virginia Tech game and the Louisville game that, you know, that doesn't equate to winning. And I think that these kids finally realize, like, man, we've got to learn how not to lose before we can learn how to win. And they figured it out as the season went on. But I think that winning, you know, that last game has led to some really, really energetic bowl practices and some weightlifting sessions and conditioning sessions and speed work and the chance to work with these guys. You see so much more improvement in college football than you do in the pros nowadays. Not right. When you played. I'm saying when you played, you could work a lot. But, like, now you can't – in pro football, you can't work with the guys as much. In college football, you can work with them so much, and you see so much improvement. Like, you know, we got these freshman offensive linemen, for example, that are getting a lot of reps in practice and really, you know, really playing well. You know, you're talking about Ryan Micco and Judah Pruitt and Jaden LaFontaine and – Sule and all these guys that are, you know, doing a really good job, and that's what bowl practice is all about. So, you know, we're fired up.
And it's funny how it all turned around in that Syracuse game in the second half. And Grayson James went in the ball game. Your offense became pretty well oiled. And since he entered the lineup, you're averaging more than 30 points per game. Why is that happening?
Well, I think Grayson has a poise. He's very prepared, very smart. Grayson's a BC guy. Great teammate. His teammates have a lot of respect for him. He loves practice. He has a lot of fun at practice. He prepares. You know, he does things, you know, in the meeting room where, you know, man, this guy's already looked at a lot of this stuff. He's got the right questions. He's got the right answers. So, you know, we have a lot of faith in Grayson. You remember, and I've said this a lot, you know, Grayson was injured at the beginning of the season. You know, he missed about 6 weeks. He was out with a rotator cuff, and, you know, it took him a while to get back. And so when he finally got back, you know, we beat Western Kentucky with him, you know, beat Syracuse, beat North Carolina. I thought he played pretty well against SMU with a couple, you know, had the interception at the end of the half. That hurt, you know what I mean? But other than that, the guy played well against Pitt, played his best game against Pitt. So, you know, we have a lot of faith in Grayson, and he did a great job.
Yeah, the way he's progressed, you explained it. Now that the 15 practices obviously makes a difference, then there's another step in the spring ball. He went to program in spring ball, and that what's with all that between now and then, is it fine-tuning in the position like that?
Yeah, I think, like, for Grayson, you know, it's a chance. Now, you get basically another month, like you said, of meetings and practice and weight training and conditioning. And so, you know, for that position, in any position, Pete, I think you would agree with this, it's all about reps. I keep telling these coaches, like, get them in there and let them play, because the more reps they get, the better they get. And you can see, like I was saying, the improvement, right? I look at these three safeties we have, right? You know, KP Price, Carter Davis, and Omar Thornton. Like, these guys are getting better. Like, Omar Thornton, man, that guy had a good practice today. He was lighting people up. So, you know, we feel good about the reps that we're giving these guys, but we're not wearing them out, right? We kind of go every other day, and it's been a good schedule. And then we'll start really, you know, honing in on Nebraska on Monday.
And we'll talk about that coming up. This is the BC Football Show Pinstripe Bowl Preview. The Eagles in Nebraska on December 28th at Yankee Stadium. Come on back to the Stockyard after this.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience, spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles!
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. the Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter-Burrell.
Start spreading the news. BC football is going bowling. The Eagles will take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl on Saturday, December 28th at Yankee Stadium. Kickoff is set for noon. Tickets on sale now can be purchased by visiting bceagles.com. Fans attending the game are also invited to the pregame tailgate at Billy's Sports Bar, located just steps away from Yankee Stadium. For more info, call 617-552-GO-BC.
You got your hand on that one, Billy's?
No, but I want Meter to read that again 10 times fast.
Fast is not going to make it good.
Start
that Western education was coming
news.
Up.
You know, you got 3 stars, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No question.
In a 6-star system.
I can do it in my best announcer voice.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Oh, I love it.
I'll have you do it.
Radio you got guy? The best announcer voice of all time.
Radio guy, yeah.
Years just talking to myself in the mirror, but we all talk to ourselves, don't we?
No question.
No question about that. All right, Nebraska.
Yep.
Interesting year for them. They win 4 out of 5. They've lost, 5 out of 6 to end it. They're 6-6. A rugged team. Is it your typical Nebraska team?
Yeah. They're very big. They're big up front on both sides of the line. They have a right tackle that's 6'9". He's a large human. They have 2 inside tackles that are very big, very physical. It's a big-time challenge for us. You know, we've got to do a good job of handling those guys. They're very good. If you watch them, like, in some of the games they play, like, for instance, the Ohio State game, very physical. You know, Ohio State's offensive line really struggled against Nebraska. So, you know, look, we're going to practice and put in a good game plan, and we'll be ready to go. And again, it's 60 minutes, play one play at a time. We got to play really disciplined. We have to take care of the football, not turn it over, try to create some takeaways on defense, and then, you know, we've got to be able to play our style of football, and it's going to be tough to do that. This is a typical, you know, Big Ten team. I played Nebraska twice when I was at Penn State. Very, very tough football games. I think one was in overtime at Nebraska, and then we played them at Penn State. So, you know, this is a typical Nebraska team, no doubt about it.
Yep. Now, you and Matt Rhule have a little history behind you, although I think this is the first time you're going to match up.
But, yeah, as coaches.
But you know each other.
Yeah, yeah. Matt went to Penn State. Matt was a player at Penn State, played for Coach Paterno. And I've known Matt for a while. He was the assistant O-line coach of the New York Giants. That's, I think, when I first met him. And then he was the head coach at Temple, I believe. And then, yeah, so I've known Matt for a long time. Does a good job. Head coach, obviously, the Carolina Panthers. Very good football coach. Got a good staff. Got guys on the staff that I know. So, yeah, it's a good matchup.
And you mentioned staff, and it's the elephant in the room. Not an elephant reference. Nothing personal. But the
I mean, jeez, Meter.
But
my diet starts on December 29th.
I understand that. Hey. Who am I to criticize? Come on.
I mean, you're in great shape. Yeah, you look like Adonis.
Well, you should see me with nothing on.
First time.
I'd rather not.
I have. That's another story.
I'll take a pass on that.
You can't unremember that picture. Oh, anyway, the
remind me to tell you this story about him answering his door at a hotel room.
We don't need to go there.
We need to hear that.
This is the PG crowd. Yeah. Okay?
It's a very nice crowd.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Anyway,
yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Talking about Matt Rhule. No, the he's got a reputation of being like a fixer. You know, he was at Temple. Yeah. Temple was kind of down. They brought him up. Then he went over. Then he went down to Texas.
Baylor.
Baylor brought them back.
Yep.
And he's in the midst of this kind of rebuilding of the Nebraska.
Yeah.
Not the brand, but the program.
Yeah, no doubt. He does a good job. You're exactly right. He's resurrected programs and done a really good job. That's how, you know, he went to Baylor, did an unbelievable job at Baylor. You know, I think they started out, it was brutal, and then ended up winning 11, 12 games. You know, then got the Carolina job because of the job that he did at Baylor. And so, yeah, he's an excellent coach. Does a really, really good job of putting together good staff. He's a very positive guy. Got great connection with the players that he coaches, and you know, he does a really good job, no doubt about it.
And the wrinkle, however, is he's seen an exodus from on his defensive staff, getting down to Tallahassee of all places. And so, you know, it's the nature of the game today. But you know, he lost three of five defensive coaches, and a bunch of players have kind of gone with them. Does that change things for you in terms of the preparation?
We have to go off of what we see on film. We're very familiar. John Butler's be the defensive coordinator. He worked for me at Penn State, worked for me at the Houston Texans. So we're very familiar with him and what he does. Great coach, does a really good job. But, you know, look, this is what they've done all year. You know, I don't anticipate a bunch of changes. It's not going to be a whole different defense, I don't think. But
be hard to do in 15.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. But we have to be ready for anything. That's kind of the offense that we run. We feel like we have an ability to adjust. We've proven that throughout the year. So, you know, we'll have to – it'll be a game of adjustments, and you know, we'll see how they come out and what they decide to do. You know, obviously teams that play us, you know, most teams, right, we run the ball 50 times a game. In several games, we've run the ball 50 times.
So it's not hard to scout you.
You know, so I don't think it's real – it's not a mystery what we're going to do at Boston College in 2024. So, you know, I think that'll be something we'll have to deal with and see how they want to stop the run.
But along those lines, you know, I know jokingly you run the ball 50 times a game, but Robichaux and McDonald, the last four games – I was just asked about it by Nebraska Station today before I came on here.
Yeah.
They asked me about why are those guys so good. Well, first of all, you got a really good offensive line, but also those guys it seems like they've learned on the fly, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kai's, you know, obviously played a lot of football at Boston College, and Kai's a very talented runner, very tough runner. Runs the ball downhill. I'm very proud of Kai. You know, Kai.
Yep.
Kai, this is Kai's last game at BC. He's playing in this game. He's very excited for the game. Kai Robichaux is what BC is all about. You know. And then Jordan, like I've told you guys, you know, a lot, is he earned it he was on the scout team. And, you know, he was kicking butt on the scout team. I said, we got to get this guy in the game. We got him in the game, and he took advantage of his opportunities. They're both big guys. They're physical runners. I think they're good in the passing game. Jordan's good out of the backfield in the passing game. So, you know, they've both done a good job. Like you said, it all starts with the offensive line, the tight ends. You know, Jeremiah Franklin and Kamari Morales are kind of unsung heroes. They don't get a lot of credit for the blocking. They're very good blockers.
Yep.
And so, you know, and Will and Matt Applebaum, Will Longing and Matt Applebaum do a really good job designing the run game with Rob Chudzinski. They do an excellent job. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting battle for sure.
An opportunity coming up for you, no shocking departures, I would say, from the portal perspective. And people ask me, I said, just look at the number of plays the kid had. And in many cases, it looks like most of the decisions are being made because they want to go someplace where they can play. But then I say, they're not playing here for a reason.
Yeah,
But the other side of it is, you talk about guys all the time earning playing time through practice.
Yeah.
So there seems to be a connection there.
Yeah, I think there's different categories of guys, right? You know, there's guys that had 1 year left to play football, didn't see an opportunity to play as much as they wanted to play. All good kids, and decided to put their name in the portal and transfer to play that last year of football. You know, then there's guys that lost the love of football that left the team. So, you know, we have a team of guys that right now the guys that we have right now, I'm not saying we're perfect. Like, don't get me wrong here. You know, we're a tough football team. You know, I love coaching this team because the guys we have right now, and I can tell all these BC people that are here, which I really appreciate everybody, you know, being here. It's a great turnout again. This is a BC team. This is a BC guys that are practicing every day, and people should be very proud of these guys that will strap it up to play against Nebraska, because this is a BC team. It's not a team of 100 guys. There won't be a ton of guys. There's a lot of, you know, there's a significant amount of guys that left or might not play, but, you know, these guys are, this is a big part of the 2025 team.
So a little bit of a peek in the box, an opportunity to see some of these, excuse me.
No doubt.
The next generation.
Some of these guys emerge. Chance for them to emerge.
And the big news this week with your portal acquisitions, you bring in a quarterback from Alabama who you're very familiar with. You recruited him, Dylan Lonergan.
Yep.
Kind of the highlight of your class, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan was a guy we recruited out of Brookwood High School in Atlanta, Georgia. He was recruited by South Carolina. He was recruited by Stanford. Was recruited by Clemson, Georgia. Georgia recruited him out of high school, and he chose Alabama. You know, when you recruit at Alabama, obviously as an assistant coach, I was up there a lot, right? I was at Brookwood High School a lot, so I got to know the family. And his dad was a backup quarterback at Penn State back in the early 80s, backed up Todd Blackledge, played for Joe Paterno. And so there was a connection, and so he came to Alabama. I left, came back to the Patriots, so I never coached him at Alabama. You know, they contacted us at the end of the season, and, you know, we were obviously very interested. He's a very good player. He's a great kid, very smart, good BC. He'll be a good BC guy, and he's a good player. So one of the goals that we had was to, you know, one of the many goals we had was to kind of change the quarterback room. You know, the quarterback room any program that I'm associated with has to be the best position group room.
Yep.
That has to be the guys that are the field generals. They're the tough guys. They're the leaders. They're not the ones that are they're the great locker room guys. They're the ones that go to class. They don't show up on class miss lists. They don't show up on any lists. They're not list guys. They're great guys. And so now we'll have Grayson James, Dylan Lonergan, Jacoby Robinson, who you saw today at practice. He is getting better and better.
He's
a straight-A student, by the way. And then Shaker Reisig will be here tomorrow.
Excellent.
So we'll have those four guys. That'll be the quarterback room, you know, next year, which I give a lot of credit to our staff, Coach Dibbs, Spencer Dickow, Will Lawing. They did a good job of kind of turning that over.
And going into the bowl game, you talk about this is like game zero for the next season.
Yeah.
You play out of necessity, out of consequence. You're going to end the benefit of the 15 practices. You might see a lot of new faces out there.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see you'll see a lot of guys playing, that either have not played a whole lot or and some of these guys are older guys. Like again, let's go back to the guys that are playing in their last game, right? Joe Marinaro, right? He is ready to go.
Heck of a run.
He is very excited about this game.
I bet he is.
He's excited about all that comes with it, right?
Yeah.
Joe Marinaro is he will be right now a great ambassador for BC football. You've got Dino Tomlin, right? You've got Jay Brunel. You've got Kai Robichaud that we've already mentioned. So you've got several guys that will be playing in this game that are playing for the last – Victor Nelson. Victor Nelson has had a really good 2 weeks of bowl practice. He's gotten better and better. And so, you know, these are guys that are going to play in the game. They're going to play on defense. They're going to play on special teams. And I'm excited for those guys, you know. Victor Nelson had two interceptions in practice the other day. So then you have, you know, offensive linemen, right? Like Kevin Klein will play in this game. And, you know, you can play freshmen in this game because it doesn't count towards the red shirt. So you look at these freshmen that we have, right? Judah Pruitt and younger guys like Ryan Micko and Jaden LaFontant and Sule. You know, these guys are getting better and better and better in practice, and I'm very excited for that. So, yes, in many ways, this is a great – foreshadowing of the next season.
Should be an interesting game, that's for sure. The Pinstripe Bowl, December 28th, BC in Nebraska. More with Bill O'Brien after this from our good friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024, Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan of Sullivan Tire. Many people know us for tires, but we also provide complete auto service. We have over 100 certified master technicians on staff. They are well-trained, passionate about what they do, and most of all, care about keeping your car on the road. Whether you need an oil change, a brake job, or a more complicated repair, you can rely on us to get the job done right. Peace of mind driving, you deserve it, and we provide it.
Winter sports are heating up at Boston College. Men's and women's basketball single game tickets are on sale now, with select games available for as low as $10. Nationally ranked men's hockey is also back in action on the Heights, with limited single game tickets available to purchase. Games are selling out fast, so secure your tickets before it's too late. Plus, enjoy free parking at all home winter sport games. Visit bceagles.com or call 617-552-GO-BC to secure your tickets today.
Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby-class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
Hey, welcome back to the BC Football Show, the Pinstripe Bowl preview show. Before we dive more into the Pinstripe Bowl game, we have to thank everybody here at the Stockyard for making it a tremendous season on the BC Football Show. Mike Conlon, William Spellman, the GM, everybody, the wait staff, everybody who helped our cause here, they deserve to take a bow.
Yeah, no question. The Stockyard is a great place to have this radio show. We'll do it again next year.
All right.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Crowd it's pitch. Packed. We've got a great turnout. Our you know, just the BC people that are here tonight. I look forward to this. I enjoy it. You know, I'm sure you guys look forward to being with me. You know, it's a real joy.
Well, we look forward to this every week.
And, you know, I know there's a lot of people here, so I don't want to single anybody out. But a special shout out to Ray, and hopefully we can get Ray up in the booth.
Big Ray Perrone, who's ready to replace Cronin on the broadcast.
Supposedly, like, Pete promised Ray he could be in the booth.
I'm not sure that's the case. It's more like Ray promised Ray.
Ray invited himself into the booth.
Hard to believe he did that.
So the thing about Ray is he's not very excitable. He's just kind of like a bump on a log.
Just flying the wall.
Ray
looks like a movie star, by the way.
He does. He's Mr. Eagle Walk, too.
It's the he's related to Al Pacino.
Yeah. It's the quaff.
Mr. Eagle Walk, I almost took a digger over the traffic cone because Ray was like, yeah. Did I tell you that story?
Well,
Ray's on the side. I get off the bus and I'm walking and I'm trying to. Let's not talk about the Eagle Walk, but. Okay.
Can negotiate
Eagle
those
Walk's great for the players. Yeah. So, anyways, Ray, he's on the side, and he's like, coach. And so I look over, and I say, hey, Ray. You know, he kind of caught me, and bang, I trip over this massive traffic cone. Look like a buffoon. Bunch of people just laughing at me.
Well, you didn't take.
Thanks a lot, Ray.
You didn't go down, though.
No, I kept my footing.
Bad athlete would have gone down. Okay,
St. John's Prep, Brown University. Okay. You know.
Yeah, say no more.
Argue with that athleticism.
There's rumor that Ray will never cut his hair. Samson effect.
Could I borrow a little bit of Ray's hair?
spread it around. spread it around.
It's good moss. It's good salad.
The bouffant.
It's great moss.
Yes, it's Dennis Eckersley
no
says.
Question.
I like what you said about Nebraska in your opening press conference when the Pinstripe Bowl was announced. You and I are the same vintage. Nebraska football, 1980s.
Yeah.
Orange Bowl, Don Crickey, Bob Trumpy in the booth.
That was awesome.
Turner Gill, Mike Rozier, Jeff Smith, Irving Fryer.
Bigger than life.
Dean Steinkuhler.
One of the reasons why I remember that game so well is the Orange Bowl in my house when I was growing up, and my wife, Colleen, and my son, Michael, are here tonight. And I don't know if I've ever told them this story, but it was like a big deal because it was on late at night. Remember, it was like the last game. And so my mom would like give me permission to stay up, you know, past my bedtime to watch the game.
Yeah.
And that was the game where Osborne decided to go for two, remember? And they didn't get it, and Miami won that game. Schnellenberger was the head coach of Miami. I'll never forget that. That is like ingrained in
the
my
pass mind.
Yeah.
I think it was Jeff Smith who dropped it. Yeah. Fryer was on that team.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked Fryer about that. He used to be on with us on EEI, and he started laughing. He said, can't talk about that game.
Yeah.
30 years later, you still can't talk about it.
I'm sure. Probably wanted the ball.
Yeah. No. Irving,
they didn't have jet sweeps back then for Irving.
They did not, but it's amazing. You mentioned that they're one of the Tiffany organizations in college football.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, they're just great tradition. I tell you, when you play there, you know, you go to play at Nebraska. It's just, their fans are unbelievable. It's a great atmosphere. It was a pretty cool place to play when I was at Penn State.
Yeah, that's an interesting kind of backdrop to all this. Being invited to the. It's the Pinstripe Bowl, and obviously Boston College has a nice connection, Northeast connection, lots of BC alumni, New York, and New York close proximity. Now you think Lincoln, Nebraska, you go, that's like in the middle of nowhere, and they are just fired up about coming to Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a big crowd for them.
Well, they haven't been to a bowl in 9 years.
Yeah.
So they get that going for them, but they are legit. You can just tell by the way they're talking about being in this game, being in Manhattan during this time of year. There's a lot of enthusiasm coming out of
them. Yeah, there's no doubt. And they you know, those Big Ten, those big school, you know, like obviously Penn State, and their fan bases are huge, Nebraska. And so the Nebraska Cornhuskers will definitely invade.
You'll get some red
Manhattan.
Down in Times Square.
No question.
There'll be a lot of red. What do you have on the docket for when you get to Manhattan? I know the Stock Exchange has some BC in its sights.
Yeah, we're going to ring the bell at the Stock Exchange, myself and a few players.
Nice.
I think that's going to be me, Joe Marinaro, Cam Arnold, and Kai Robichaud, I think. We'll ring the bell one morning at the Stock Exchange. Guess that's going to be cool.
There's one little tidbit that I became aware of. I understand you're not taking luxury motor coach down.
Right. We're going to take the train from Westwood to Penn Station. Amtrak train.
Only way to go.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Travel. Fantastic.
Great.
Alec Kerr, our director of operations, you know, he does an incredible job, and he got that all kind of dialed up. And
the Polar Express coming out of Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's old school. It's like baseball back in the day.
No question.
You know,
get the writers, you know, picking the brains of the players.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
We will not be on that train, Pete. You and I. But
no, sorry.
Appreciate that.
Unless you want to go down on Christmas Eve.
No, the mail is really slow this time of year. I know. But
but I'm just saying, like, you want to come down on Christmas Eve? Or do you want to spend Christmas in Maine and meet us down there?
No, we got 25 cabs for 25 players. We take separate cars.
You kidding me? We're considered non-essential personnel. We'd be in the back, way back.
Oh, my God.
When I first got to the Patriots, my seat on the plane – no, maybe it was my when I became a coordinator, but my seat on the plane was right next to Gil Santos and Gino Capelli.
Here you go.
Yeah. I'll never forget
good
that.
Good combination right there.
Oh, they were the best.
Yeah.
Gino Capelli, both guys, but Gino Capelli was like the best guy.
Gil was my first partner, so we worked together for several
years. And I don't think I ever told you this, but my dad was very good friends with Larry Eisenhower.
Yeah, Ike.
And my dad was in the semiconductor business, and they were business.
Sure.
So anyways, Gino would always bring up Larry Eisenhower, and it was pretty cool. Yeah. I'm just trying to seg, you know, the great radio voices, you know what I mean? Like, so now we got Pete and Meter.
You got to take a step backwards sometimes in order to take a quantum leap forward.
No question. Well, just because you're back by the toilet on the plane, don't take offense.
No, we never take
short
offense.
Walk.
As long as we're on the plane, we're good.
Don't worry that you're on the wing. You'll get there safely.
It's a little windy, but okay. But I don't have to worry about my hair.
Oh, man. The quarterback for Nebraska.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola.
Good player.
One of the top 10 recruits coming out of high school.
Yep.
I think he turned down Georgia, turned down someone else. And then it might have been Ohio State. And then he took Nebraska because his father played there.
There, yeah.
What does he do well?
He's really good. He came to Alabama when I was there. Came to camp in Alabama. He's a really good player. He's got a quick release. He's accurate. He can anticipate. He can run. He's big. He can move pretty well. You know, I think in many ways he modeled. You can see where he models his game after Mahomes. He really does. He has some of those type of ability to make, you know, change the arm angle and make those type of throws. So it's going to be a big. Big challenge for us. He's very good. They've got a good offensive line, and they got good receivers. They're, you know, again, they're a good football team. You know, whatever their record, whatever that is, they've if you when you turn the film on and you watch them against, you know, some of the really good teams that they played, like Ohio State, you know, they got a good football team. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
It'd be hard to believe that BC and Nebraska ever played against.
I know. That's unbelievable.
It's considering how long these two programs
have been around, no doubt.
But what's Rule's MO? Is he a defense, offensive guy?
Offensive, you know, he worked with the offensive line, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. He worked with Pat Flaherty at the Giants, was his, you know, assistant offensive line coach. He's, you know, I would say offensive side.
Yeah, listening to his comments, it appears that, you know, he has high expectations for this offense. Feels a little like it hasn't really lived up to their expectations, but with the talent he's got over there, he's pretty enthusiastic.
Yeah, they got Dana Holgorsen running the offense now, and he's a great coach. He was in Houston when I was down in Houston, so I know Dana. He's very creative, does a good job, high tempo offense. You know, we got to be ready for that. So they've got good players. I see just like us, kind of improvement throughout the year. And you know, we're going to have to be ready to go. We're going to have to spin the dial. We can't stay in the same front and coverage three or four plays in a row because Dana will dial it up. You know, so we've got to do a good job of mixing it up like we always do.
So what do you, you go into this game and what do you anticipate from them? Kind of more of what they've been doing, a continuation of what they're doing, despite the fact that there's a lot of personnel changes. And you're dealing with them when you sit yourself. You know.
Yeah. I think, look, like all of a sudden you're going to go to a bowl game, you're going to change who you are. I highly doubt that. So I think you're going to get what you know, there's going to be, you know, defensively they'll show us some blitz maybe that they haven't done, or, you know, offensively they'll probably have a gadget play. They'll have something that they haven't done. We'll have the same things, right? There's things that we're going to do in the game that they haven't seen. But in the end, you know, it's going to come down to the line of scrimmage. Like, can we control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball? And if we can't, it's going to be a long day. So, you know, that'll be what it is. In a Nebraska-BC game, it's not going to come down to, like, you know, four wides and throw the ball sideways. It's going to come down to downhill football and who does that the best. That's really what it'll be.
As a product of that, though, one of the great numbers in college football this year is what Reed Harris has put up. Receptions is 30 yards per catch.
Yeah.
It's number one in the nation.
Yep.
So he clearly has emerged. I talked to Will Long about it the other day. Maybe get some cloud coverage for them. I'm sure they'll have something for Reed. But why does it seem like he's always open?
He's one of the most improved guys on our team. I mean, he's really worked hard. He, in the beginning he was having trouble, you know, with some drops and learning how to run routes. You know, this guy was a quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
You know, this guy was a quarterback in high school. So, you know, it takes a while. It's not like it doesn't happen overnight. He's a big, strong guy. He can run. He's a great guy. He's an awesome BC guy. You know, sees himself playing at BC for a long time, right?
Great.
You know, so I think that he's just improved. He works really hard. Played through, you know, in the Pitt game, he was hurt. Had a bad ankle, kept going.
Wow.
Didn't come out. Made some big plays in those games. And, you know, we just we have a lot of faith and a lot of confidence in Reed.
And he represents the type of receiver that we have not had a lot of here. Go up and get a 50-50 ball.
Yeah.
You know, they throw the ball to a spot, and he's good enough to go up and elevate and get it top of the leap and make the catch. And that we saw that a little bit of that. And boy, that's a pretty powerful weapon.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm a big believer, as you guys know, in, you know, chunk plays, right? I think that explosive plays are very important in a drive. And so, you know, with him, you can throw it up and one of two things are going to happen. Obviously, he's going to go up and get it, or he's going to get a defensive pass interference, you know, like he did in the Pitt game. And so, you know, that's how I see it. So we try to design plays that, you know, are protected where we can get him down the field and get him up on safeties and try to do things where he can, you know, be a great matchup.
That brings up a good point. I'm curious. I never played corner, as you can tell. But the hard to believe.
Well, I know, would have been a cover corner.
With a body like this.
Yeah. Are you, remind me of Deion Sanders.
Very little. Yeah, that's right. I'm leaving that one alone. But anyway, the when you – do you – teach or coach the secondary when you're getting beat by a guy like that in a 50-50 ball against a team that likes to throw the ball five or six times and take the top off? Do you tell them, hey, grab the jersey, don't let them catch it?
I mean, it depends on how bad you're getting beat. You know what I mean? I think there's definitely techniques that we try to teach where on the 50-50 ball, if you can turn back and play the ball and you can come up, what I call come up through the breadbasket. Like, I'll be honest with you, I was watching the Patriots-Arizona game, and, you know, it wasn't a good game for the Patriots, but it was for one guy, Christian Gonzalez, until he played Marvin Harrison. Yeah. You know, and he has great technique. We're going to show this to our DBs, like how he played a lot of the, you know, the chop routes and the go routes that they ran. I mean, I don't think Harrison had many catches, and you know, Christian did a great job of when the guy was trying to catch it low, chopping down, when the guy was trying to catch it high, come up through the breadbasket on him. So, you know, that's what we try to teach. Look, if the guy's getting beat, it's better to probably not give up the touchdown and give it a yank.
Yep.
This is the Bill O'Brien Show. We'll have our final segment coming up. We'll preview the keys to the game against Nebraska. We'll also have a special guest here from the Stockyard. Stick around.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus, copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England, we're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Looking to make waves with a radio ad or public presentation? Need to polish your public speaking skills? At MoVibe Productions, we specialize in crafting compelling audio and coaching talent. Our beautiful, state-of-the-art Studio G by the Sea offers the perfect creative environment for recording audio and video. From script to sound, from idea to imagery, MoVibe Productions can make it happen. Discover an ocean of success at MoVibeProductions.com.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest-growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from, don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes on the field, court, ice, and track. Help our students. Help our teams. Help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Burrell.
All right, we've currently elevated our level of discourse because our special guest, we've traded in Pete Cronin, Hall of Famer, for a Hall of Famer in his own right, at least in his own house, Tom Devitt, CEO of Friends of the Heights. Good afternoon, good evening, Tom.
Happy holidays to you both. And Pete did say we were going to discuss 1982 Redskin football, so I'm still hoping we do that. But
might happen.
I'll tell you what. That would be a good topic, Pete. Joe Gibbs, Mark Mosley, Joe Theismann.
That team was loaded. But we can get to that on another maybe next year on a BC football show from the Stockyard. But Tom, in all seriousness, you've had some great news this week. You've doubled your campaign fundraising goal at $2.4 million, according to social media, and that's a number that you've got to be very pleased with.
Very much so, and there's some folks in this room who have generously given, and we're so grateful. Our board is tremendously grateful. Our chairman of the board at Boston College, John Fish, has worked tirelessly on behalf of our student athletes, and I know he's incredibly grateful for everyone who's donated. Jim Paquette's here tonight. He's pivotal to so many of these older relationships that he's developed over the years, and we're excited because the reality is that Bill's group is such high character, and I want to talk about them a little bit, but they're easy to support. They're easy to back because you want to do that for these type of young men. You want to do it for Bill too.
And you're also doing great work too with many deserving charities or many schools, including the Perkins School. What happened there recently?
That we've had some unbelievable engagements, and as many of us know, it's not a pay for play. So typically our athletes will do work on behalf of charities, and then earn their NIL payment, and they just get into it so much. You guys were talking about Kamari Morales a while ago. He was mesmerized by, and I was too. We did an engagement at the Perkins School for the Blind, and they were actually having their annual Olympics among their student body. Hmm. And you're talking about these young people are throwing the discus. I think one almost hit Ozzie Trapillo, who was manning that event. But, running the 400-meter dash and just the ability to watch that and embrace it. And our guys think that they're serving others, but the reality is they're being helped as much.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's what's so much fun. I mean, we just did a smoke detector installation in Roxbury for senior citizens.
No kidding.
And the guys got into it so much. They were doing two houses at a time, and we only had one ladder, of course. So Ozzie went into the house without the ladder because he didn't need it. But that was so much fun. And just the impact that these donors and the community gives our group across all sports this opportunity to serve is awesome.
That has to be fitting for you, Bill.
Yeah, no, I think Tom, from the day I got here, Tom's been awesome to work with. We talk on the phone a lot or, text message or whatever. And I think the big thing is what Tom said is it will always be that way at BC that, as long as these guys are earning money, they're going to earn it, right? And they're going to earn it under the philosophy of Boston College, right? Giving back to others. That's what BC is all about. And so, one of the things that's near and dear to me that Tom heads up is when they go up to the campus school and they go work with Kara Hardiman and all those people at the campus school, because those guys get a lot out of that. They realize how fortunate they are, and they bring a smile to those kids' faces at the campus school. And it's just a great thing. And I personally, I've been around a lot of teams. I've never been around a team that gives back to the community as much as BC. I know people say, well, they get paid. Well, yeah, but I believe even if they weren't getting paid, they would do it. They enjoy doing it. They love to do it. And those are the type of guys we have to continue to recruit. That's how you win at BC. You win with recruiting guys that care about the right things. They care about, going to class, playing good football, and giving back to the community. And Tom does a great job of leading all that.
Yeah, no, it's just been a fantastic story, an underplayed story that needs more notoriety. Yep. What's the next frontier for Friends of the Heights?
Well, things are changing as revenue share approaches in 6 months. So obviously, you know, Bill's group is coming in. The new group is coming in, you know, over the next month. And we want to get them on board as well and get them rolling because we're here to support them. And we're very, very lucky to work with 130 athletes across, you know, 9 teams. And Bill's group is the bulk of our, you know, NIL population, sure. Of course. But I do need to say something about Coach, and the fact of the matter is that he is as accessible, as communicative as any Power Four coach I've ever been around. And I mean, if I ask him to call a donor or whatever, it's done. It's done. And one quick story is back in July, we had auctioned off 4 months earlier a foursome.
Yep.
At our gala, foursome with Bill O'Brien. I think Colleen wouldn't pay as much as these folks did, but
no, she wouldn't pay. No. You'd have to pay her to do.
So the bottom line is, we're all looking forward to this, you know, outing. It's at the lovely Aquidneck.
Oh, that was beautiful.
You know, club down in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And the morning of the event. It is just a monsoon,
yeah, it's pouring.
Right? Pouring rain. And if you think back to the Michigan State game, it was the Michigan State conditions on steroids at the Aquidneck Club. And I am just thinking to myself, oh, man, how is this going to go? You know, how is this going to, like, what are we going to do here? And you know, Bill, like, goes outside. It's pouring rain before the tee time. And the donors are kind of looking to see what's going to happen. And Bill is standing in the pouring rain, and he just says, "What else are we going to do? Let's play. Let's go." And that's who what he's all about. And so it's easy to you know, serve on the group's behalf.
I think the key too is, like, Tom is a Boston College graduate, so he has a lot of, you know, obviously great knowledge of BC, but a lot of pride in BC, and so it's easy to work with Tom on all of this, right? There is it is good communication. Like, hey, this person just donated this amount of money. Can you give him a call? Like, no problem. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Send me the number, and I'll call him that night or on the way home or whatever. And I think that's the key, because I think the key is that people have to know how appreciative we are of what they're doing to continue to get BC football where it should be. It's prideful place in college football, and there's so many people here. I've been just amazed at the people. And he mentioned John Fish. I mean, John Fish is, you know, one of the best guys I've ever met. You know, just an unbelievable guy, and they all do a great job. Jim Paquette, who Tom said is here, he's here every Thursday. You know, these guys just do an unbelievable job of helping fundraise, and it's been really, really good.
No, it's been, again, you know, you're riding a wave here, Tom. Look forward to more from Friends of the Heights.
Well, it certainly takes a village. So, we're
yep.
You know, everyone's taken on this weight, and it's wonderful. So.
Yep, no doubt.
Merry Christmas, Tom. Tom.
Merry Christmas.
Likewise.
To you
Likewise
and your family.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for your support, as always, here on the Van Wagner BC Sports Network. And Cronin can ask a question from afar, but like, Pete in the car, go ahead. But
long-time listener, first-time caller.
Before we let you go, Bill O'Brien,
yeah.
Streamline our keys to the Pinstripe Bowl victory.
I think, again, you know, starting with special teams, you know, we've got to do a great job. They do an excellent job with their coverage units, right? So their punt team, their kickoff team, we got to do a good job, because we can get some return yards, but we have to do a really good job of blocking these guys. They're very physical, so that'll be big. Offensively, got to take care of the ball. Got to be 100% ball security, and we've got to establish the line of scrimmage. We've got to be able to run the football, and that'll help us stay on schedule to lead to, you know, some things that we can do in a passing game. And then defensively, we've got to mix it up. They're going to be huge. They're very physical, and so we have to be a team that's very aggressive, and then maybe sit back a little bit and basically spin the dial. And I think Tim will do a good job of that. But, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. Nebraska's Nebraska, right? And You know, we're excited about it, though. What an awesome opportunity to play in Yankee Stadium, play Nebraska. I'm fired up. I can't wait to get there.
And a great opportunity. A couple of players talked about it today, to get to that elusive eighth win.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you win eight games for the first time, I think, since 2009. That's a big goal. And, you know, I think these guys realize that, and they're practicing that way. They're practicing that way, no doubt about it.
Bill O'Brien, a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you and the family. We'll see you in Manhattan.
Same to you, Meter. Appreciate it. Same to you, Pete. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you down in Times Square.
Yes, I'll be like the kid in Home Alone.
No question.
He's Pete Cronin. He's Bill O'Brien. I'm John Meter Perrell. Jake Blasner, great job. Griffin Ward back at the studio. Mike Wynn, everybody from Van Wagner, thank you. Have a great holiday, everybody. We'll catch you on December 28th at 11:30 from the Bronx. Goodbye for now.
Listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.